Hi, my name's Nick Harris. In this short video, I'm going to demonstrate how you can both authenticate and authorize users using Windows Azure Mobile Services. To authenticate your users, out of the box, Mobile Services already supports four common and popular social identity providers, including Microsoft Account, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Today, we'll demonstrate how to utilize Twitter in your Mobile Services apps, and specifically, we'll be using Windows Phone as our client. Following that, to authorize users, we will utilize server-side script to track both the user ID of the authenticated user, but also to add authorization policy such that users only get back the data for which they own or that are associated to their user account. To get started, we first require a mobile service. To create a mobile service within the Windows Azure portal, we select Mobile Services, then New, Compute, Mobile Service, Create. Specify a unique subdomain for that mobile service, and we'll call this one Auth Demo. We now choose whether we're going to use an existing SQL database or a new SQL database. In this case, I'm going to create a new SQL database. We're going to use the East US region for the deployment of our mobile service web tier, and we're also going to choose a database server in East US for our data that backs this mobile service. Provide a simple password and save. With that, our mobile service is now provisioning our web tier and our database that's going to support this. This typically only takes about 15 to 20 seconds. Great, and we're done. So the first thing that we're going to need is we're going to need a table to store our data within. Now I'm going to use the quick start demo here in a bit, but the first thing that we'll do is rather than creating a table through the wizard here, let's have a look at how you actually create a table from scratch, i.e. no shortcuts. So we select the data tab and we click create, and we're going to store to-do items, so I'm going to call this to-do item, this table. And you'll note that for each of the CRUD operations here, we've got options as to how we lock down that particular operation. We could specify everyone if we want everyone to have access to this particular operation. So if I want everyone to be able to insert and them being unauthenticated in that case, anyone could go and insert an item here. Anybody with the application key basically means that if you've got an app key, you can perform this operation. Only authenticated users means only users that are authenticated through mobile services can perform this operation. We're going to use only authenticated users today. And the last option here, only scripts and admins, means that your server-side script or your scheduled scripts have permission to execute this operation. And admins means anyone with the administrative key that's available through the dashboard keys. So we're going to select only authenticated users in our case. We'll do that for each of these options and we'll create this table. And with that, our table is created and it's restricted such that only authenticated users have permission to perform insert, update, read, and delete operations against it. One thing we'll look at quickly before we move on, if you drill into a particular table, you can actually change the permissions of this on the fly. You don't need to keep it the same as it was at creation. So if I wanted to change, say, read to everyone, I could do that. For purposes of this demonstration, I'm just going to discard that and keep it as only authenticated users. That's a handy thing to know. The next thing that we need to do is to actually configure an application in our third-party identity provider. So if I go into the Identity tab here, we can see that we support out of the box Microsoft Account, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Today we're going to configure Twitter, so we need to actually create a Twitter app. So let's do that. I'm going to sign in. Within here, we can see that we've got My Applications. Now, to create a new application, we simply select Create New Application. We're going to call this Auth Demo 1. Give it some meaningful description. This is a website. And then the last thing, an important thing, is the callback URL. Now, the callback URL needs to be the URL of your mobile service. And we can get that from our mobile services dashboard. If you come to dashboard here, you'll see there's our authdemo1.azuremobile.net. Copy that and drop that in here. come down and we accept the terms and conditions. We do our best with the capture control. Looks good. And with that, we've now created our Twitter app. And the two important pieces of information this provides are our consumer key and consumer secret. So we return to the Identity tab, and we go to Twitter settings, and we provide in the consumer key and the consumer secret, and hit save. And with that, our Twitter auth is now configured from the server-side perspective. So the next thing we need to do is actually grab an application and utilize that. So let's go to the quick start here, select new Windows Phone app. We've already performed operations 1 and 2 here, or steps 1 and 2. Going to download the sample, in this case it's for Windows Phone. Hit save. Extract. And launch this in Visual Studio. Now the first thing I'd like to show you is that this application currently does not authenticate the user. So what's going to happen is this app will spin up and it's going to try and read data from our to-do item table. And given that we set that only authenticated users can read from that particular table, we should expect that we'll get an unauthorized exception. So the emulator is spinning up the application, and we should see here that exception which we just talked about. There we have it. We can see the debugger's hit a breakpoint. If we come along, it's an error unauthorized. And that's because our user isn't logged in. So let's see how we can authenticate our user. So let's select the main page. Jump into the code behind. Now currently, all of our refresh of the to-do items occurs first when we navigate to the page. So I'm going to remove this, and we're going to implement code here to authenticate the user. So I'm going to do it on loaded. First thing that we want is we want this method to be async. We want it to refresh to-do items after the user is authenticated. So we're going to use a method to do that called authenticate. And the method is going to look like this. It's an async method. Returning type task called authenticate. And within here, we need to authenticate our user. Now, to authenticate our user, we simply specify await app.mobile service. If you recall, this is our mobile service client that's defined in the app code behind. Login async. Use a mobile service authentication provider enum. And given that we're doing Twitter in this case, we simply specify Twitter. If you're using another identity provider, you'd specify a Microsoft account, Google, or Facebook. Now with that one line of code, we can log in. But before we run the application, there's one more case I want to consider. So let's go and handle that. So let's say if there is an exception while logging in, let's handle that. Perhaps the user enters the wrong password or clicks back out of it. We'll catch what's called an invalid operation exception. So we'll catch that, we'll add some handling in a second. And what we'll do is we'll use a while loop to just keep checking until the user is successfully authenticated. Now, within your implementation, you may want to limit this to perhaps several login attempts. In my case, this is just a demo I'm just going to do while basically you're not logged in. There's our while loop there. Now the last thing I'll do is I'll just pop up a dialog to show you the user ID of the user that's just successfully logged in. So we'll call this message. And in this case we'll say message is equal to string.format. Say user authenticated, and we'll provide the current user, user ID. If they're not successfully authenticated, we can say message is equal to perhaps login unsuccessful, finally, we'll pop up a dialog box. So let's run the emulator. We're presented with the login page for the app we configured in Twitter and mobile services. You can log in now using my account. I don't want you to see my password, so let's move that for a second. Authorize app. Now you can see that we've now authenticated with Twitter user ID 27 blah. And if we come across here, you can see that's our user ID that's coming from the current user. Right, so with that, we've now authenticated successfully against our mobile service and been able to consume that CRUD API, which we configured to lock down for only authenticated users. So the last thing I'd like to show you is how you can actually go and implement an authorization policy on top of these users. So say, for instance, my current user is CloudNick. Perhaps I may want CloudNick to only be able to see the data for which he's gone and inserted. I don't want to be seeing data from other users of my application. So let's see how we can do that using server-side script. Back within the mobile services portal, select the data tab and drill in to your table. Select script. Now the first thing that I want to do is, as I'm adding items, I actually want to go and add a column called user ID and set that to user.userID. Now in this case, item is the item or the to-do item being passed up. I'm adding a new column called user ID, and user is the currently authenticated user. In this case, since we're logging in with Twitter, when I'm inserting, this will have that Twitter ID which we saw on the client. So I'm going to save this, and with that, that change is live. The other thing which we wanted to do was to add the authorization policy such that the logged in user can only see their own records. We can do that within the read operation. Now you can see here, read, rather than having the item, it has a query. That's a query that's being executed against our mobile service. So we can update this to say query.where. We can say the user ID of the table being queried is equal to the logged in user ID. And with that, we've manipulated our query to return back only the currently logged in user's items. We'll hit save. Now that change is live, let's go back and run our client application. I'm going to pull up the portal beside this so we can see the data that we're pushing up now. I'm going to go to the browse table. Now let's log in. On logging in, we see our message saying we're Twitter user 297. Let's add an item. Save that. Now if we refresh this table, we'll see that we've got from CloudNick, it's not complete, and we've got a user ID of the authenticated user. So we want to see that query in action, so perhaps we'll use another user to log in, and we'll see that that user will not get this particular record. So let's back out of this application. Let's run it again. And this time I'm going to use a demo account called buildnick12. Login. In this case, we're now Twitter ID 915. We can see that there's no items there. If we say from buildnick12, save this, and refresh, we'll see that now there's buildnick12 and we've got that user's user ID as well. Hitting refresh here, it's just a full query against our to-do item table, is having that filter added in server-side script, and we're only getting back the buildnick12 record. Thank you for watching.